This is AP News Minute. In a new audio tape released Friday, Al-Qaeda in Iraq claims it has mobilized 12,000 fighters. The group says it welcomes the departure of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and wants the U.S. to stay in Iraq so they'll have the chance to kill more American troops. Yesterday, it was the House of Representatives. Today, President Bush met with Democratic leaders from the Senate.
The elections are over. The problems haven't gone away.
Afterwards, Bush stressed a willingness to work together, and Dick Durbin, the Senate's number two Democrat, says it's important to start out on the right foot. The FBI has opened an investigation into a violent arrest that was caught on videotape in Los Angeles. The video shows two officers holding down a suspect on a sidewalk as one of the officers punches him several times in the face. The 24-year-old man repeatedly yells that he can't breathe. And from Atlanta, black and white proof that some experiences are universal, like getting a shot. During her weekly exam, a 64-year-old female panda cub at the Atlanta Zoo didn't like the vaccine any more than the rest of us. Ross Simpson, The Associated Press, with AP News Minute.